start off every day and every hour by saying, Hey man, we are at home today. And we only say that to let you know that we were supposed to be at Twin Peaks. We had talked about it in Kennesaw, but due to the weather, and again, it may be something, it may not be anything, but we are always being proactive. And so today we are doing the show from our home studios. With that said, Mike, what a crazy weekend it was. And guys, listen, we were all doing whatever you were doing Saturday night. I happened to be doing a Hawks game. And the news drops for the Atlanta Falcons that they've hired their defensive coordinator. And, Mike, I'm going to open this up and allow you to go in first.
Okay.
Because Jeff Ulbrich gets hired, for those who don't know, and we don't assume everybody knows this, right? But there are Falcon fans have been here all their life. There are guys that just got to the city. He was here, all right, between 15 and 2020. He was under Dan Quinn. He coached with Raheem Morris. So he's familiar with our organization, and we are familiar with him. But, Mike, the public outcry, fair or unfair, was what the hell are the Falcons doing? So where were you when you heard this? What is your reaction, and how do you feel now a couple of days later?
Yeah, it was kind of a weekend news drop, which has kind of become a thing now with the Falcons. You know, they fire Jimmy Lake on a Saturday. We get this news on us. And again, I guess you have other candidates, only fair to them to let you know that you've hired somebody. So I get that. And Jeff, as we say all the time, it's not personal. He's a good guy. I know a lot of folks have seen Jeff when they've been up to Falcons camp over the years and a long time with Dan Quinn. But I just wanted to get somebody outside the family. You know, I like the idea of Wink Martindale. I like the idea of calling, you know, Dennis Allen in here, you know, or Steve Wilks. Obviously, Robert Saleh wasn't available. He's, you know, he's doing his thing. But it just smacks to me of just kind of the comfortable, easy hire. That's my beef.
Yeah, and here's the thing, too. And again, this is not about him as an individual. I actually think Jeff Ulbrich is a very good coach. I think he can be a good defensive coordinator. For us, it was who is the right fit. Right. And that is kind of where we were with this whole, where are we going? Who are we going to hire? But this is why we all have a problem. And this has to be acknowledged. OK. And it's not necessarily Raheem's fault or anybody that helped make this decision. But there is a stigma that has been with our football team. All right. Since, I don't know, after the Super Bowl. And it has nothing to do with the Super Bowl. It has more to do with how we've declined and not been able to get back to the playoffs. And fair or unfair, he has been a part of that process. Now, he left. He went and had some success elsewhere. He was good with the Jets, and I know people don't want to give him credit. And I have an issue with saying, hey, they had the number one total defense when, in fact, Robert Saleh was running that defense. But nevertheless, the stigma is, Mike, he was a part of a team for three separate seasons in 15, 21, and 20, or 20 and 21, where our defense was terrible. It wasn't good. And so for a lot of Falcon fans, this is the reality that we go, wait a minute. We just brought a guy back that day. When he was here, we weren't that good. What makes you think we're going to be moving forward? So for the Falcons and the organization, they have to understand. Forget about the news drop. You're right about that. I felt some kind of way about that. But this is the issue we're all having is, instead of something new or fresh or different, you decided to go this route. Now, I got to be clear here. Mike, it doesn't mean that he can't turn it around and that we, God, I hope so, that we don't have a great defense when it's all said and done at some point between now and the next couple of seasons, all right? Because it takes time. But that's our fundamental issue, and it was our issue Saturday night when this dropped. It's our issue right now because Falcon fans are going, Mike, how the hell do we fix this? And now you just brought a guy back that, whether you like it or not, we were 32nd in sacks three separate times, and he was a part of that. How are we going to fix this?
Now, and the other thing is, and it, like, he's part of the Tack McKinley signing. You know, we drafted him. We drafted Tack McKinley because of Jeff's connection to UCLA and feeling that Tack McKinley was the right fit here, which was a travesty. You know, I mean, yes, I get it. You know, T.J. Watt is a thing. We could have had him. We'd have answered the problem we've had for decades with this organization. So there's the stigma there. You know, the other thing is, if he's going to have any input into the defense he's going to be coaching, that's a major red flag for me based on that move alone. Because we don't have the Jims and Joes. You know, he's also part of the failure of 18, 19, 20, and some of this was with injuries, but who had the great idea of, let's run back one of the worst runs in Falcon history? Because that's what you're doing. So that's why I wanted Wink Martindale. Let's get a fresh set of eyes, a non-BS company man. No, I get it. Jeff and Raheem are buddies. They're really tight. And I know that you want it, familiarity is always a part of the NFL. But I just thought, let's get some people out of their comfort zone. Let's get somebody in who looks at this and goes, no, that guy can't do the job you're asking him to do, which for so many years seems to be a calling card, Carl, for our defense. So that's where I stand. I just think that this is it's too comfortable. It's a bad hire for me for the things we just talked about. Not on a personal side, as we said. I know Falcon fans get all sideways. Yes, Jeff's a wonderful human being. They're all wonderful. I said to you on Friday, okay, nobody's boiling kittens when they go home from practice. They're all good guys. But this is so Falcony. This is so same old, same old. So unless we draft some amazing rock stars, and our general manager has not shown the ability to do that on the defensive side, that's my concern. I would like to go on with somebody outside the family. They kept it in-house.
We have many reasons to be upset. One, we didn't get to the playoffs, and we didn't finish what we started after we got to be 6-3, and somehow this damn thing fell apart. But now when you say, hey, in fact, we acknowledge that this wasn't the right move, and we need to fix it, and then you decide to fix it with the move that's very familiar, it just doesn't feel good. It doesn't mean it won't down the road, but we're not there right now. And I always tell you guys, I don't give a damn about 2 years from now. I don't know where I'm going to be, where you're going to be. I don't care. I care about right now. I care about how we get better this offseason. I care about what we do in the draft. I care about how we turn this thing around, and come September, I want to feel like I've got some real hope that we're gonna be a contender. 404-726-0929. That's the number for you to join us. We're reacting to this because, again, when it dropped Saturday, everybody was like, what the hey? Mm. So we will certainly talk about Ohio State and Notre Dame. Full disclosure, I didn't have a rooting interest, didn't care one way or another. I'm more concerned with the college football playoff and whether it actually worked. But for me, this hits home. This is something, Mike, we're going to be talking about from now until this thing either gets fixed or it doesn't. Right. And when it doesn't, that means probably changes come. So where are you at on this? 404-726-0929. Turtle and O are back at the studio today. And Turtle, we're going to open up the phone lines here in the next segment because I do want to hear from people. This is their first time reacting to this, and we'll take as many as we can. But it's, again, whether you like the hire or you don't, and you can tell us what you think, this is the problem. It's not as if we brought a guy back that we had the number one defense in the NFL. It's not.
Now, again, this is why it's a dysfunctional franchise. Okay. It just, they do things like this that leave you going, what are you doing here? And look, if you want to look at the positives, we drafted well in the 16th season. We almost won a Super Bowl with some of those rookies. And if Jeff was involved with coaching up everybody from Devondre Campbell and helping Debo and every, okay, good. That's a feather in our cap. But I just think I also saw 18, 19, 20, you know, and then when he got a chance to be defensive coordinator, it was the interim for Raheem. That didn't go well either. We had another 5-game losing streak late in the season. So I just wanted something fresh. I wanted something outside the box. But again, coaches don't generally do that. So I might have been asking Carl for an impossibility, but this is so comfortable. This is so Falcony. You know, Wink Martindale, he basically told the coach of the Giants, well, you're out of your freaking mind. Blank you. I'm out of here. I think the Falcons organization needs some of that. We need some no-nonsense assessment. Not just, yeah, okay. Hey, buddy, let's go play. What, do you want to go play golf later? Okay. No. I mean, this is why we're a losing franchise. This is why we're the third worst franchise in the NFL the last 10 years. These are facts. So decisions like this, for me, just continually further my negative feeling about this organization. Wanting to be positive in the offseason. Now you got a guy who is infamously linked to one of the worst personnel moves we've ever made. And now we're going to have to pick some players for defense. Not happy.
All right. We're going to talk about it with you. We got a lot to get to this afternoon. This hour is brought to you by Padley. Sell your home for cash fast. That's P-A-D-L-Y buys.com. Coming up, we're going to talk to our buddy D. Orlando Ledbetter. He's going to join us coming up in the 3 o'clock hour. Of course, he covers the Falcons for the AJC and AJC.com. We'll talk to our buddy Connor Riley from Dog Nation as we recap the college football playoff at 4 and all the things that went down. Ohio State is the national champion. And our buddy Ian Valentino from the 33rd team NFL writer as we look ahead and look back to the divisional round. So we got a bunch of guests that'll stop by today and help us break down all of this stuff. Hope you had a great weekend. I just know that we are looking for something to hang our hat on. And that's why this hire was a big deal. And I'm not saying that they didn't take it as such. Mike's right. People deal with their, listen, people hire their friends all day, every day. That's America. There's nothing wrong with that. When it works. When it doesn't, that's the issue, Mike. And a lot of people feel like, hey, this is not ultimately going to work because I've seen it. We've been there. I've done that. We'll open up the phone lines for you guys. But that's what we're talking about today.
And one of the other things that happened as a byproduct of this playoff weekend, we got a lot of stuff to cover. We'll get into the college championship. We'll get into the playoff weekend. But a lot of fans, and I know you got the same stuff on social media, follow us at Put 'em Up, C Dukes. I'm Mike Bell, ATL, was seeing all the Georgia Bulldogs on the Eagles, seeing all the Georgia Bulldogs and all the impact players, you know, from this region of the country that for some reason our team has an aversion to drafting, having an impact. And I think that kind of that was kind of like the cherry on top of the defensive coordinator hire for some Falcon fans.
Yeah. Listen, and I've said this. I want as many good players as we could possibly get. And there was a time a couple of years ago where they all seemed like they were coming out of Georgia. Great. I don't know what this draft's going to look like. If it makes sense, draft these guys. I've said that time and time again. But I just don't want to reach to go get Georgia guys. But I will say this. The Eagles, for example, there was an emphasis with their general manager to get bigger on the defensive line. Mike, they went and got the two biggest dudes they could find, and they both came out of Georgia. So I get it. I totally understand, like, why can't we do that? That wasn't our emphasis. Guys, the last 3 or 4 years, that wasn't where this team or this organization wanted to be in the draft. But it's fair to say, why don't we have more of those guys when you see them contributing around the National Football League?
Right.